My name is Sam Hartman. Well, I think Mr. Rogers himself does it best. I mean, you ever see that documentary with him on Netflix? It's just about having care for your community and care for those around you and being open to, you know, support those that are close to you, I guess. I mean, we live in a townhouse, so there's, you know, shared walls and community and everything like that. So you got to always be considerate of your neighbor is one thing, with whether it's noise, whether it's picking up after your dogs when you walk them through the yards and things like that. So that's one way.
Wyatt Brugge says neighbors should be respectful, supportive, and should bring donuts or cookies so I don't call the cops when they throw parties.
I'm Sparkle Thomas. I'm here from Fort Wayne. Being a good neighbor means looking out for each other. You know, if you see any suspicious activity, you know, keeping each other informed about those things. But also minding your own business at the same time, which could be a fine line. I think just genuinely being a good person of good character makes you a good person, period. Whether it be a neighbor or a teammate, a coworker, classmate, whatever. Just good character takes you a long way.
Listener Christine Roberts would advise good neighbors to wave and say hi, but don't be nosy.
I'm Karen Hudson. I think it means caring about your neighbor, empathy. If you find that they need help in any way, I think that's would be caring for a neighbor, to help them out in any way you can.
Sally Eddington believes that being a good neighbor is determined by the things you don't do and the things you do. What you don't do are things that disrupt your neighbor's quality of life or lower their property value. Things like loud late parties, fireworks, not mowing for weeks, or accumulating piles of junk. What you do is get to know your neighbors, help them out when they need it, and work together to create a spirit of community. That's the best kind of neighbor.
I'm Jessica, and I would say my biggest thing would be being friendly to your neighbors. Just, you know, waving every time you see them, always saying hello, that to me is definitely what does it.
Lori Wise says being interested but not intrusive, helpful but not demanding. It also helps if you're a great baker.
Sam Royer says being a good neighbor means to be friendly, interested, and respectful. A good neighbor should care about the other's well-being to some extent.